Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Welcome back, everybody.
I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of
deep voice.
I do love Mr. Booble.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back on this
happy
fine
Wednesday. Happy Wednesday. Come on in. Take a pew. Take a seat.
We're
have a beverage.
Very happy to be here.
We're in our matching pink hoodies.
We are. I've got my pajama bottoms on. And I'm just cozy.
Me too. I'm comfortable. Nothing
you know,
better, hey?
If I just whipped off this bra, it'd be like God. I was at home.
In the comfort of my own home. Wow.
But bras, I don't mind bras these days. I don't find them like overly uncomfortable.
I think it's because we don't typically wear like a wired.
This is wired.
Oh, well then I stand corrected.
Yeah, no, but typically.
Because right now I've just got on like a, you can hear it.
Yeah.
You know, just like a Skims, actually. Wire situation.
What
and you kind of don't really feel them on.
No.
But when I wear like a proper bra, sometimes I do feel like, yeah.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah. I believe mine's lacy today.
Is it the nude lacy one?
Nude lacy one. Got it on ASOS.
Mm, she likes that one. What colour's mine?
Va-va-voom.
Just like a khaki.
Nice. Oh, khaki's nice.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. Okay.
Okay, guys. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back. Almost December.
Almost December. Also, Girls Aloud are going on tour.
I know. And Sound of the Underground. And the beat of a drum goes round and around.
You know what I wish, though?
I used to dance to that on my bed in my room.
Aww, I wish I Cheryl. Loved.
See, I was a Girls Aloud. Like, I loved Girls Aloud.
See, I preferred the Saturdays. Back then, when I'm thinking of girl
band. Are they in the same era? I see the Saturdays as like later on in life.
Really?
I feel like because we weren't really like Spice Girl era.
No, we missed the Spice
Girls. We were Girls Aloud. And then I feel like the Saturdays.
I feel like they were around at the same time for sure.
No, we were. No, Girls Aloud, we were younger. Like Girls Aloud, we were like 6, 7,
well,
8, 9, 10.
How old were we when we went to see the Saturdays?
13, 14.
Were we not like 12?
Okay,
like we
okay,
young.
12, 13, 14.
Right, so Girls Aloud was like when we were like 6.
8, 9.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. God, I had their CDs, yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be good?
I still to this day watch the Girls Aloud music videos. The best one, we watched it,
to
didn't we?
To this day.
I was like, Chintz, watch this. Yeah, because, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The Girls Aloud music video where it's been a long, hot summer and it's 95 degrees in the shade. Ba, ba, ba. Yeah, so I love watching music videos. I like grew up YouTube watching music videos.
Yes,
Nicole Scherzinger,
did.
Pussycat Music. Pussycat Doll music videos, Britney music videos, because recently,
yes,
I'm reading the Britney Spears book, really, really good. And now on the stepper, you know, in the gym, on the stepper, mm-hmm. 30 minutes, mm-hmm. you know what I watch now to get through it? This is a tip if anyone needs it.
Music videos.
Britney Essentials music videos.
Wow.
And it is so good because you've got the music in your ears, so the music's like keeping you going.
And you have something visual.
And you have a Britney music, like the best music video. Actually, like she does the music videos the best. And I'm watching like Slave for You, you know, and the music videos.
That's a very good Stronger. Hack actually.
It's a really good hack.
I do need something visual when I'm going through that intense,
and her videos
cardio.
Are good because she's like dancing and it's like it's high energy and it's like they're good like workout songs too. And you get a fair few, you get, and also if you time it right, if you start it from the beginning on Apple, and then if I skipped one, I think it was I skipped one, I was like, this is a bit slow, then at the end of the 30 minutes it was Stronger, like the best one, that's like
that you
going.
Just need for those last three minutes
because that's my hack.
7 minutes on that stepper, it's hell,
honestly. From like I want to say 5-6 minute onwards, I'm ready to get off. It's tough.
Same. Once I've hit the...
It's difficult immediately.
The step machine will never get... It will never get easier. No. And it's. I think it's hard for everyone. No matter what your fitness level is, it's wheezing from the start, like a wheeze in the chest.
It's tough.
And we've said that. We keep... Yeah. Just the step...
It's a love-hate relationship.
We've just been stepping recently, so it's just on our mind.
We're in our step era.
But yeah, I was going to say, imagine when we see Girls Aloud, if Cheryl did some of her solos, some of her single songs.
We got a parachute, baby, if I've got you.
Yeah, absolutely. What was the one where she's in the LA tunnel?
Crazy Stupid Love. That was a great video.
And the dancing. Wouldn't that be good?
I love Cheryl Cole.
But that's unfair on the other girls, though. You can't.
That's true.
It's the Girls Aloud tour. She can't then say, "Guys, I'm doing with some."
Because a couple others have got solo songs too.
Have they? But they didn't hit the same. You know who is releasing music? Actually, one of the ladies from Saturdays is releasing some single songs.
Who? Vanessa.
Vanessa. Yeah, she said releasing a single song. After
we
seven,
saw her
seven years.
Once.
Oh, we did.
Sat at a cafe. We said that's that girl from the Saturdays.
And we do love the Saturdays. We stan.
Yeah, we watched their TV show, didn't we?
Yes, we stan. We stan hard.
That was fun.
Right, question of the week this week.
Right, happy Wednesday, guys. Welcome back. So the point was, we're keen to go and see the Girls Aloud.
Yeah, so that was the point. We're very keen.
They've got great songs,
but also it's just like. I've not seen like a girl band,
right?
You know, in like there is Flo, love Flo,
Blackpink, twice
Blackpink.
Yeah,
actually, I've seen all the K-pop groups recently,
but I know what you mean.
But like, I feel like it'll be really nice to like feel like we're 12 years old again. I guess
can't wait. Okay, so cue the Christmas music. Oh, isn't it great?
Love that.
Okay, so question of the week this week follows on from last week. So the dilemma last week was the girl who found in her boyfriend's notes app his body count list that he'd made recently. Her name was on the
list.
He
made it freshly.
Is this ringing any bells for anyone listening?
He made the list in May, added her to the bottom of the list.
Yeah. They've been together for 3 years. So we said, we'll ask the question of the week. Wildest thing you found on your partner's notes.
And notes, like, because we were saying, notes, like, they can be like 6 years old. Like, the notes
they
are there.
They can be
on the,
old.
They're there on the iCloud, on the iCloud, and they're there to stay. Mm. So, like.
And you look through your own notes. It's like, what on earth is this?
Yeah, what on earth was I going through?
Because I feel like no one, like, deletes notes. You just make a new one.
Yeah. It's just new note, new note, all these randoms.
Yeah.
So I feel like you guys must have found some crazy other stuff in these notes.
Birthday gift ideas for his ex.
Yikes. The way that would actually make me really ill.
Same.
No, that's actually really not nice, is it? Oh no,
that's
I'm really,
really not
sorry
what you
I had
find.
To find that. Oh God, that's...
Ooh. Oh, well, on a lighter note, we've got my ring size. That's sweet.
That.
God, there's hope for us all.
Oh, I can't forget that. I love that.
Rating our sex with a date and a score out of 10 for pleasure length and orgasm.
For pleasure length.
For pleasure, what? Length, and orgasm.
Wait,
what?
Every time it happens, he'll
rating our sex with a date, a score out of 10
for pleasure, length, and orgasm.
So he goes, November 16th.
Length, 7 out of 10.
6 minutes.
Pleasure.
7 out of 10. Orgasm.
Done.
Done. 9 out of 10. Whoa,
oh, that's creepy.
I couldn't find that.
That's creepy. A list ranking me and the girls he slept with out of 10. And a detailed description.
No. No.
God. No. I'm seeing a lot of body counts in this detailed list. So at least the girl from last week can know that she's not the only one.
No, but a detailed description, that's unnecessary.
That's a little bit creepy.
But also a ranking out of 10 is also very unnecessary.
Very unnecessary.
Please.
Mm. Oh my God. Arguments with his ex, he had wrote down what he was feeling and what he was going to say. Planning his paragraphs.
No, but you listen here.
Oh, that's a good one.
God. Again, it's like, ooh, I don't want to think of you when you were with your ex.
I know. And it's like so real when I can see it in your emotions in these notes.
Like, I know her birthday was in July, but I don't need to know that you were going to get her the Dyson Airwrap.
A rap he wrote for me when we first started dating.
Oh, Helen.
A limerick.
Helen, you're the one for me. I can see it.
I can see it in your eyes. Baby, follow me.
Your eyes are the winner
Helen,
to the soul.
Helen, you're Helen. The one for me. Take my hand and follow me.
Helen, you're 5'2", but you're tall for me.
Helen, you're 5'2", but you're a tall glass of me.
That's literally incredible. Helen, you're 5'2", you're a tall glass of me. You're gorgeous when you walk towards me. Come on, next brilliant. Line. Next line. Helen. Come on.
Pressure.
Come on, you're a wordsmith. You did A-level English.
Helen, your lips so juicy. Come over here and
kiss me.
Smoochie.
Okay, let's go. We've got Helen. You're 5'2", but you're a tall glass of me. You're so gorgeous when you walk towards me.
Helen.
Your lips are so juicy. Can you give me Helen. A smoochie?
We lost it a bit at the end there.
We did. We lost the tune a little bit. But we got the gist.
A rap. Oh, God. We could definitely make a good rap song.
If we sat and thought about
Helen,
it.
Helen, you're what's 5 foot your name?
Helen, what's your name? Oh, is it Helen? Yes. Helen. We ain't good at that. We're not good at that.
It's the pressure on the spot. You know, if I had a pen and paper, I could be a proper
Or if we were just, if we had some bass.
Mm. Some beats. Helen.
And if
Helen,
we're at the booth,
you look so
sometimes
cool.
I think you need some headphones on.
You make
on.
Me want to drool.
There you go. Cool and drool. That's it. And we had, you just got to find two rhyming words.
Absolutely.
So, cool, drool.
Drool.
What else did we have? Your lips look gorgeous, smooch. Whoa.
Juicy and smoochy.
Juicy and smoochy, there we go.
And we had
this
tall
is just
glass
basic,
of me.
Basic poetry skills, this is.
Yeah.
Tall glass of me, walk towards me. Yeah, we just me and me'd it again.
Me and me, yeah.
Okay.
Double time.
I don't think I could be serenaded. Like.
I would feel incredibly uncomfortable if someone was sat in front of me with a guitar singing me a limerick.
Unless it was Harry Styles, we could firm that.
Even then, I think
even
I'd
then,
be like,
oh, like, Harry. Are you meant to look into their eyes?
I don't know where to look. I don't know what facial expression I'm supposed to be having
then is
right
that, like,
now.
They're going to think it's rude if you're not like looking in their eyes, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, but so if I'm a bit like, no, but we wouldn't be like that. We would be like. Yeah, if it was genuine.
If it was genuine.
If Harry Styles genuinely serenaded me with a song, I'm sure I'd be looking into his eyes. I'm sure that's not going to be a problem.
Okay, back to the notes app.
Okay, so this is the craziest thing you found in your partner's notes.
In your partner's notes. Oh. I found a note from 2018 saying, can't wait to F-U-C-K you later. We only got together in 2020. Okay, so that was meant for someone else.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, why would he write that in his notes? Like,
he's just preparing the message.
Preparing the copy and paste.
Preparing the copy and paste. In case there's any spelling mistakes.
Oh, God. A breakup letter with the headline draft. Except it was on real paper in his drawer.
Wait, what?
Oh, so this was a real note. Not a breakup letter for you, surely.
Surely.
Not. Oh, no.
Oh.
No. What, they're just going to hand it to you?
A pros and cons list about me. God, it's giving Ross and Rachel, that is.
The thing is we've advised, all made one. We've advised to write pros and cons list.
It's helpful.
A great tool.
Mm.
But the last thing you want to do is find your own pros and cons.
One about yourself.
Yeah.
Cons, well.
And it seems that the cons outweigh the pros. Being in a relationship with myself.
Not what you want to know. A poem about his ex. List of gifts to his ex-girlfriend.
And imagine if they're better gifts than what you've ever received. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like,
how's that supposed to make me feel?
It would just, yeah.
If you don't like me, just let me know, please. No. Oh my God. Manifestation letters about me.
Oh, like positive ones.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That sounds nice.
Oh, that would be nice to find, wouldn't it?
A few engagement ring links.
Nice.
Lots of body count lists.
Okay.
A draft of a message to his ex-girlfriend begging for her back. Oh, please. Please just take me back. I love you so much.
No.
I don't want to read that.
That would make me upset for months.
Yeah, same.
Like, wouldn't it?
I just can't read that.
No, I can't read that. Oh, begging. Oh.
I guess you kind of have to laugh at it, though.
You do. It would just hit me in my feels.
Yeah, same.
It would really
but I'd be laughing on the outside.
It would really hit me.
Really cringe tweet drafts.
What? Tweets draft.
Planning his tweets. Rap lyrics. God, yeah. Helen, your lips so juicy. A list of reasons why to break up with me. Rating everyone who's ever had sex with, I was 6 out of 10. Oh my God.
Oh my God. These rankings.
What is it with the rankings on the notes? Yeah, these are all rankings.
Top five. That really scares me to ever go into anyone's.
I know. It's scared to go in there now. Oh, a girl's full name and number from a night out. He said it was for his work.
Of course it was. Was it? The name and number was for your work colleague. Okay. Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, someone said, who goes through their partner's notes? Red flag.
Ouch. Okay.
She's coming for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
She's got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
But you know, if I was just innocently in the notes thinking, oh, let me just make a grocery list.
And then it's like, oh, what's that?
And then it's like draft, you know, pros and cons.
Chintzia, pros and cons.
Yeah.
Clicking straight on that.
Pros and cons. I'm clicking on it. Okay, so we've learned that men write rap lyrics about us. Mm-hmm. They rank us out of 10 with a detailed description. Some
pleasure
may,
after
every time they have sex, write the ranking and the pleasurality and the how long it lasted.
And that's what's in their notes, apps.
And that's what's in their so that's reminded us never to venture in there.
To stay away.
The messages are enough. WhatsApps are enough. Snapchats are enough. Cool. Unless it's a lovely link to an engagement ring, and that will make us happy.
But in any case, I think it's best to stay clear.
Same.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you know?
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay, first dilemma this week, everybody. We've got help. Have I got two boyfriends? That would be fun.
The way you said that. So this week, you guys, we have got
help. I got two boyfriends.
Honestly, there's worse problems to have. Hey?
There's worse problems to have.
But it is a tricky one to be in, though. If you genuinely can't make a decision, and if you're like, and there isn't a clear winner,
Yes.
And then there's the panic setting in that,
am I going to choose the wrong one? Right. And my fate's resting on this decision.
Right. And that's the panic, because it's like, once I've sat one off, I probably can't revisit it. So then it's like, do we, you know, kind of lie to one of them and say it's unforeseen? You know what I mean? And just in case.
I have found myself deep in a situation I'm not quite sure how to navigate.
Okay.
We're here to the rescue. 25, living in London and working a full-time sales job.
Wow.
I have been here for over 5 years.
Wow.
I've spent the last few years working hard, saving for my future, enjoying being single, not being tied down to anything too serious after being so obsessed with relationships for all of my teenage years.
Okay.
Around a year ago, I joined a new gym.
Wow.
And ended up becoming really good friends with one of the guys who works there. Let's call him Brian.
Love that.
Also 25. To cut a long story short, after a few late night drives and really deep chats, we ended up sleeping together.
Woohoo!
This became a regular thing, and we would always have sex in his car and in hotels. Crazy. It was fun, and there was no commitment or overanalyzing, and that was just how I liked it.
That's just perfect.
Brilliant.
Sometimes, isn't it?
Over time, of course, feelings got involved. Mm-hmm. I noticed myself feeling jealous when I thought about him even just flirting with other girls at the gym.
Yeah.
And it wasn't long before we were telling each other we loved each other. Wow, I didn't see that coming.
This is love, baby. You don't hurt me.
But the worst part about all of this is that we have always known we cannot be together.
Why?
He comes from a very religious family, and I, of course, totally respect that. If anything, I initially quite liked that because it removed any pressure for a relationship, because I knew deep down nothing could ever happen.
Right. So you knew from the start that it could wasn't going to be a relationship, but you're both in love now.
But when feelings got involved, this proved to be quite a tough pill to swallow, even though I always knew this was the case from the start.
Right.
We have always been very open with each other and communicated how our situation makes us feel and what we see for our future. He explained to me that we could make things work, but it would take time and a whole lot of convincing his family.
Right.
Basically, it wouldn't be easy, and I don't think I want to go through that.
Yeah.
We've tried to be grown up and just be friends, but we always just gravitate towards each other and we cannot help ourselves.
You guys, young love.
He brings me so much peace. That is so sweet.
That's just what you, that's just
that sums up love, doesn't it?
That is love.
Just brings me peace.
Peace, it's calm love.
Serenity.
It's safe.
Tranquil.
It's,
and I
trying to think of another describing
and
word.
I forget all about my issues when I'm with him. I can't even put into words how he makes me feel. No one has ever approached me with such care. He isn't my usual type whatsoever, which in my opinion proves even more just how undeniable my attraction and love for him really
is. Just this is just pure love.
We have something really special between us, but the reality is we probably can't ever be together. Okay.
Star-crossed
recently,
lovers.
Brian and I had a really big chat and decided to be just friends again. It was difficult, but we both seemed to handle it really well this time and respected each other's space and set boundaries to ensure we didn't slip back into old habits.
Yeah, because that would be really hard.
Mm.
You know, you're used to, you know, just to say, okay, we're friends again. You still have to see them and then
yeah, just as regularly.
Like a friend. When it's like, we clearly love each other.
Yeah.
And we're clearly like,
okay, I'm at the gym. Usually you drive me home because I'm at the end of your shift is finished and I'm done. Like,
but no,
so,
now we've got
now
boundaries.
I'm walking and,
and it's like,
you see it tomorrow.
You can't just caress me.
Right.
You know.
Can't just come and give me a hug.
It's boundaries now.
Okay, so that brings boyfriend number one to a close. Soon after, I began dating someone else. So let's call him Steve. Steve and I have mutual friends. He's 32, so a bit older than Brian. They couldn't be any more different.
Okay.
Steve used to try and DM me on Instagram back in lockdown times, but I always gave him the cold shoulder because, quite honestly, I didn't really find him that attractive.
Okay.
A couple of weeks after Brian and I had solidly agreed to be friends, I was away on holiday with friends and I get a random message request on Instagram. It was Steve. He said, long time, Susan, have you been?
Long time, Susie girl.
Oh, Susie no. Q.
I appreciate the persistence from Steve. You know, if he fancies you, you know, 3 years ago.
He obviously wants you.
You're still on his mind. Mm. Love that for you.
I'd had quite a few cocktails that night. And so rather than respond, I boldly video called him. God, that's something I would do.
No, honestly, bold. Love it.
We ended up speaking about life and getting to know each other for 4 hours.
Wow.
I couldn't understand why I didn't find him attractive before, because he was so clearly a gorgeous guy.
Sometimes it's just the pictures don't hit from the men. That's all it is.
Right? It's rare that men look better in pictures.
Rare. You're right. It's true.
It is so rare.
And I feel like it's just harder for them to convey their beauty over through the lens.
Yeah, like I feel like the girlies, we've got it down. We know pose.
You know, it's
angles, it's smiles, yeah, and it's subtle pout.
But boys, it's like if it's just a group shot, 8 men, right? And, you know, we're trying to evaluate you from this one shot with
tough.
Your 8 pounds when you're 5 beers deep.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking a little sweaty, a little disheveled. Mm. And this was a picture from 2021.
Yeah.
It's very hard to figure out what you look
but then
like
I see
now.
You in person.
Yeah.
And you've got, you know, cool outfit on.
The
you've got
stature.
A nice smell about you.
The presence.
And the stature just towering over me.
The wideness.
Yeah.
The depth, the longitude, the latitude.
Okay, so you FaceTimed him and you thought he was gorgeous. So
and talked for 4 hours. That's rare.
I spent the next week thinking about him constantly. We would text all day. Everything was flowing so well. I told him when I was coming home and we planned to go on our first date a couple of weeks later.
Yay.
My friends were on a different flight home to me, so I flew back to London alone. Oh my God.
Wait.
They were on holiday.
They were on holiday. She was on holiday and she's coming back home.
Yeah.
I thought she was meeting Steve abroad. I was getting confused.
I arrived at the terminal, walked out the door,
no.
Suitcase in hand, and guess
it can't
who
be.
Is sat there waiting for me in his 23-plate Range Rover?
What? Ooh, okay.
Steve!
Woo-hoo! Okay, do you know what? I was scared.
Brand new Range. Heathrow, pickups, arrivals.
I was scared it was going to be Brian.
Car park 3, level 5.
Soph, imagine it was, I was scared it was going to be Brian.
No.
Because then that would have been, but that
Steve.
Would have just been a hit to the heart.
Oh,
you know,
I love that.
Same, I love that.
That
from
shows
Steve.
So much effort as well.
Airport.
And there was no arranging that.
No,
and he was like, I'm just going to surprise her.
Yeah, we know airport drop-offs and pickups are a sign of love and care.
They are.
Because if he didn't care, he'd say, yeah, just get an Uber.
What's that thing from Friends? It's like when Ross says to Chandler, like, okay, so you're picking her up from the airport. Do you meet her at the car or at baggage claim?
Yeah.
And then it's like, you actually meet her after something like that.
Yes, I know the scene.
Yeah.
It is a sign of love.
Mm.
Like, and just care.
Yeah.
There's just
something about it.
Because it's not like, oh, just make your own way home.
Yes.
There's love in that.
I was so shocked. He looked so handsome. And immediately I had the best feeling about him. Everything I imagined about him in my head and on video call that night was absolutely true. He's tall, dark, sexy, well-spoken, and extremely well-mannered.
Ooh.
We went for some food and a long chat. We got on so well. It felt so natural. He treated me like a lady and I felt spoiled and excited.
Ooh.
He put his hands on my leg. And whilst usually this would have felt a bit much on a first meetup, with him, it felt completely right. He even asked to stop me. Is this okay? And I gave him my consent.
Is this okay? How does this feel?
Which was a massive green flag.
Aww.
An old man even came up to us in the restaurant we went to and said, oh my God.
Aww.
And said, this girl's going to be your soulmate.
What on earth?
I'm sorry. If strangers were coming up to me on a first date saying soulmate, I'd be like,
what on? It's also an old wise man.
Yeah.
who's lived many lives.
Right.
And got and a lot of wisdom.
And he can spot love from a mile away. Off,
right. And she's put, I know it sounds airy-fairy, but I live for moments like this. Yeah, us too. And it further reinforced this special feeling that I had about this guy.
Yeah.
He dropped me home and immediately texted me to tell me how much he enjoyed my company and how he finds me endearing.
Indeed.
He explained to me that he made up his mind about me very quickly. Something between us felt magical and I couldn't put my finger on it, but it felt so good.
I can't believe this.
Where's this going?
This is like someone has written this in a storybook.
We had initially planned to see each other in a couple of weeks, but it became obvious to me there was no way I could wait that long. So a couple of days later, it was another date. We've seen each other a total of 5 times now. I have even met his mum. He seems very serious about me and I like it. I love how things have been going with Steve. Oh no. But very recently... Okay. Very recently, I had a bit of a breakdown as I've been going through a lot over the last year. Mm-hmm. And the first person I thought to reach out to was Brian. He drove me in the middle of the night, got me a McFlurry, apple pie, gorge, to cheer me up.
He came to see you in the middle of the night, bought you snacks and goodies. Because he just loves you and cares for you.
That's sweet.
But, you know, you two have been desperately trying to stay apart.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Despite previously agreeing to be friends, we ended up kissing and having sex in the car. God, he's had a lot of action in this car, hasn't he? But let's not forget, Steve's got a 23-plate brand new Range Rover.
Yeah, let's not forget. Said facts.
Since then, we have just automatically slipped into being lovey-dovey again rather than just friends.
Yeah.
So... now I find myself in a situation where I feel like I'm cheating on both of them.
Yeah.
But my best friend keeps telling me I'm single. It's okay to date them both until I know what I want.
Yeah.
She thinks I don't need to decide yet. But I can't help but feel like I'm doing something wrong because I'm so used to having just one guy or no guy.
Yeah.
I've never dated multiple people at once for a long period of time.
Yeah.
My question to you ladies is, am I doing something wrong? Ooh. Should I cut things off with Steve or Brian or both or none? Please help me as I'm in turmoil. I have no idea what to do. I don't want to upset anyone. Don't want to cause drama for myself at the end of what's already been a really difficult year. They are, oh my God, they are both asking me to spend New Year's Eve with them. And I'm thinking about the lie I will ultimately have to tell one of them.
Of course.
Oh my God.
No, this is...
Happy Wednesday.
This is really difficult because there is deep feelings on, I feel like, both sides.
My like, heart...
What's your heart saying? Because
Steve.
Is it?
Yeah. My heart is saying Steve.
Because it's so hard because with Brian, there was that love.
Mm-hmm.
You fell in love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke, and it's like Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. It's like, if this is gonna work, it's gonna be, you know, hard work.
Fight for this love.
But yeah, as Cheryl would do, you know, bringing it full circle back around to the start of the episode.
Foreshadowed that, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did plan that.
So
there's
cards.
Like deep love for Brian, and you're desperately trying to be friends to keep him in your life because you both
live without each other.
You want each other in your lives, but then it's like any moment you're slipping back into the snogging and the in the relationship vibes. But then Steve, that signs from the universe.
I just really like
the old man for me.
I really like the idea of Steve because with Steve. It's easy. It's effortless. Mm-hmm. We're not having to fight for this love.
Yeah.
There's no struggle here. We're just two people who've met.
But then she said that love with Brian made her calm. She was
Brian
at peace.
Is his peace.
It's her peace. That melted us. So that melted us. She said it's peaceful.
I know. But then Steve came to the airport.
Yeah. He did. I
you
know
baggage claim. He was there.
I love that.
Listen, I personally. I know. All I would say is I think that Steve has done an excellent job because it's hard to compete with history. And you and Brian have got history. And you've got a level of like, I wouldn't try and compare them like for like because naturally you are going to have a different level of
Yes.
Comfortability and, like, you know, bouncing, you know, just knowing each other so well and whatever with Brian, because you've known him for longer. You've been, you know, you've been there with Brian.
You've built those connections you've built
a foundation. Yeah. And maybe you're thinking like, oh, with Steve, like, we don't really have that yet. But it's like, but you would in time. Like, it's hard to compare them because it's not like you met these guys on the same day at the same time. So don't just go back to Brian because it feels kind of like home and like comfortable, because that's just because you've known him longer than Steve.
And with Steve,
and Steve could feel that way if you gave it more time.
And it's only been 5 dates with Steve, but you already have this like overwhelming sense of like, you know, with the old man and the talking for 4 hours, and like, that's not normal.
Yeah.
That does not usually occur.
No.
And then if we look at the facts, like if we just be like, what's the word?
Rational?
Just rational and factual about this. You and
analytical?
Brian. Analytical. You and Brian made a decision.
Yeah.
This is not going to work.
Mm.
We love each other, but...
You're right.
But you made a decision, the two of you together. It was a hard one. It was a heartbreaking one for both of you.
But you made it.
Make that decision because you know that this love is going to be really hard, and it might just end up making you, like, breaking your own hearts even more so, you know, multiple times again in the future.
Because families aren't approving.
Because there's a lot of layers to it.
I get the how you romanticize that, like Romeo and Juliet and blah, blah, blah. But also in reality, like, that's going to be a huge layer of like struggle to this relationship. Families not approving it, not being like it being frowned upon, like that's a huge layer of stress and like on the relationship.
Yeah. And you guys made that decision.
Yeah,
like, this is not gonna work. We've had a great time. I love you as a person. Let's try and be friends. You've tried to be friends. It's not really working.
Yeah.
Because you're so still
comfortable. Lines are blurred.
It's so easy to just slip back in. But then, you know, when you needed someone the most, you turned to Brian.
I think that goes back to the comfortability thing. Like, what, but my first point. I think that explains that, I think.
Yes, and he was there for you.
He was there.
But Steve would also be there too.
I think you've been there with Brian. Like,
and
you've experienced
and Brian
it.
Made the decision. You guys know what you have to do.
You guys,
it's like every time you're together.
You've given Brian that chance. You've had this like relationship that's in, out, you know, lust, love, chemistry, friends, whatever.
And I feel like every time you're with Brian, you're kind of like, well, this is the last time. And it's that kind of
passion,
and it's like, well, you know, we can't see each other again like this.
Forbidden,
you know, and that's gonna
wanting
do
what
something.
You wanting what you can't have.
That's gonna do something to the body, to the mind. Mm-hmm. You know, it's gonna make it so much more.
Yeah,
you know.
But with Steve,
it's, we know, I can see you. You know, I'm not afraid to fall in love with you.
Yes.
You know, I'm excited about the possibility of
a future.
Of a future.
I also like that he's 32.
Things can develop. I feel like he knows what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like also this isn't usual for Steve to be, you know, talking for hours and then, I hope he's not picking up loads of other girls from the airport. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I'm hoping that this is like
rare
for Steve as well.
Yeah, because you said it felt so special.
Yeah, and then the old man with the cherry on top. Just coming in there with the, you guys are soulmates. Like,
just
I
drop
could not
that little
that.
Cherry on top of the
if
cake.
If I was on a first date and I was having a nice time and an old wise man came over and went,
hobbled over,
soulmate. You know, just whisk me off right now to the Amalfi Coast.
Take me now.
And I will get married right here, right now.
I think you owe it to yourself to explore things with Steve.
Me too.
Because I think you've got a really lovely connection, bond.
You've got a budding romance.
You've got something with Steve. Yeah, exactly. It's a budding romance.
And it's going to bloom. It has to bloom.
And I think you owe it to yourself to explore that because you've already explored things with Brian. You've been there. You've done that. Mm. You know the story. Mm. It's the same cycle over and over and over again. It's like, let's break the cycle, try something with Steve and just see what happens. Don't keep going back to the old situation because it's not serving you anymore. You've got everything you could ever get out of it because it's not going to go the way you want in the future.
And it's only breaking your heart.
More.
And it's only breaking Brian's heart over and over again. Mm. Like, it's for the best right now. Things might change in the future.
Yeah, who knows?
Who knows?
For right now,
it's best that you two stay away from each other as much as you can.
And it's great that you've got Steve because that's a brilliant distraction.
It is.
And you genuinely like him.
Exactly. Like, he's not just a distraction. He's also like a possibility for the future. Like
a potential suitor.
A genuine, real suitor who's going to treat you nice.
In his Range Rover.
In his lovely Range Rover and pick you up from the airport.
Yeah.
And I love that.
I'm team Steve, personally.
Me too. I would try, but like I said, you don't know what's going to happen in 3 years' time.
Oh, sorry. I forgot the question. They're both asking me to spend New Year's Eve with them.
You say to Brian, Sophia, simple.
Yeah.
You say to Brian, we can't.
Mm.
You know, I can't start the year with you. We can't be together.
Mm.
I need a fresh start. Like it's going to be a hard conversation.
Yeah.
But be like, look, we have to be friends and move on. We know this doesn't work. We need a fresh start.
Mm.
The last thing you need is going spending into the January with Brian and kind of knowing deep down that your heart's going to get broken again.
Yeah.
Because you two can't be the forever that you want it to be.
Yeah. You've already gone through that. Don't put yourself through it again.
So I think, we can't, Brian. We can't even do it as friends.
No.
Because we're going to snog.
Yeah.
And it's going to break my heart over and over again. And you can't keep doing that to yourself. It's exhausting.
But Steve. Lean in.
You're 10, 9, 8, 7. You're going to feel so excited about the year.
Possibilities
with Steve.
Mm. Valentine's Day with Steve.
Like,
things to look forward to.
Yes.
I'm team Steve. Personally.
Me too.
We've said it.
It's
not going to keep repeating ourselves.
I feel, you know, it's very hard because the love is, there's real love.
There is real love. Good luck. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promote for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Right. Okay. Guys, the guy I'm seeing does winter celibacy.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So specific.
He's only sexually active in the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's hot boy summer.
Yeah, it's a summer thing. November
cold boy
hits.
Winter.
It's celibate winter.
Mm. I'm closed for business. I'm closing up shop.
I respect it. Hi, girlies. I've got a unique.
It is unique.
Yes, it is. Mm. I've got a unique dilemma to share with you guys.
Unique
is
definitely the word.
I recently
winter
Celibacy. Winter celibacy. Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder so when the like, cutoff is. I wonder when he cut. When is it? Is it April?
Oh, is it?
Or November, is it May? Is it June that he cut? That he's active again.
It's almost giving like, you know, hibernation cocoon until like, you know, so he can blossom into a beautiful butterfly.
Yeah,
in the
it's
spring.
Like he's trying to reinvent. You know, kind of just have a fresh start yes. into the new year.
Yeah.
Sounds like quite a nice idea. Actually. Mm. You know. Maybe we should close the
Seems
doors.
Seems like quite creature-like, quite animal-like.
Yeah. You know? It's like a caterpillar blooming into into a butterfly.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
And bears, the hibernate, you know. They
Do
go
bears
into...
hibernate?
Yes.
All winter? Yeah, we should... Mm.
Animals,
okay.
They go into their holes in the winter,
yes,
don't they?
Yes, it's, that's what it's giving. Mm. I wonder if it's to do with the climate. Like if he, you know, lived in California per se, where it's sunny and warm all year round, would that affect, or does it doesn't matter about the weather?
You'd have to ask him.
Yeah. Let's
see what's going on here.
Okay, so I've got a unique dilemma to share with you guys, full stop. I've recently joined a new gym where I've been seeing this guy quite often. Okay. The gym. This is the second gym meeting.
Second gym.
Love this. He is this 6 foot gym rat. Gym rat, gorgeous physique, looks after himself and seems focused and is it a gym thing? Is it a muscle growth thing? You know, maybe the science.
Bulking season. Can't be doing any, you know, sexual cardio.
Yeah. Well, it is a thing like athletes, you know, they don't have sex before a game.
Boxers,
that's it. Keep the testosterone. So maybe there is something that there's science.
Could be for health
reasons.
I'm
sure he knows his stuff. To reiterate, he is this 6 foot gym rat, gorgeous physique, looks after himself and seems focused and driven, which I like.
Focused? Driven.
I've caught him looking at me a couple of times as well, so I knew he must think I'm attractive. Of course he does.
Of course. Who doesn't?
Absolutely. One time, I'm in there with my friend who's from this city as I've moved away for uni, and I tell her about this guy I keep seeing in there. She goes, oh, I know him. I went to school with him. Okay, brilliant.
Oh, okay.
This is good. You can get a bit of background info.
Yeah.
You know.
What's he like? What's his name?
So I asked her for his Instagram. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Finally have a name. Yeah. So I asked her for his Instagram and we start following each other.
Ooh,
lovely.
Exciting.
A couple of days after, I get a message from this boy. From the boy. We were messaging for a couple of weeks. He seemed nice and respectful, which I was surprised at.
Mm.
Because... since it's so hard to find a nice guy in our generation.
Amen.
However, at this point, he's still not asked to meet. Yeah, and it's been a couple of weeks. So I thought I'd shoot my shot. Well, yeah, because also then like, that's going to low-key be a bit awky. Like if I run into in the gym and we've been chatting.
Yeah, that's awkward.
But you've not asked to meet me.
Yeah, that's very
awkward. So it's like,
awkward.
Am I walking over to you? Mm. Are you walking over to me? Or
are we acting like we haven't seen each
other?
Yeah,
like what's the deal here? So I thought I'd shoot my shot. Love
the
it.
The deal is he's hibernating.
Yeah. He's got till May. He's thinking, well, I could arrange something with you in April, May.
I'll be coming out of hibernation around there.
So I thought I'd shoot my shot. I asked him to come around since he hadn't made the first move.
Oh, you okay. You asked him to meet up.
Yeah.
Cool.
He hadn't made the first move and I really wanted to see what could come from this.
Yeah.
He replied saying he'd love to. And that week on Saturday night, he came over. I had been out to... Oh, so we're just... Yeah, that's... You know, you just need that first convo, I guess. I had been out at a rave, so it was quite late at night, around 1 a.m. Whoa. We instantly clicked, chatting for hours about our families, wholesome chats.
At 1 a.m.? Wow, okay.
You know, talking about our background, as I'm Portuguese, he's Greek, goals in life and in the gym, how we're both looking for a relationship. Then we finally stopped. As I checked the time, it was 5 a.m.
God.
Yeah, I've got work
Sleep
at 9
all day, party all night.
Work at 9 a.m., she said.
Oh, shit. Best get in the shower.
So I said, I think it's time you leave. I've got work early in the morning. God, this is okay. So I walk him out quietly as I live in a uni house with four of the girls and didn't want to wake them up. We stood at the door saying goodbye. We stood at the store saying goodbye and gave each other a hug after we both looked at each other like a kiss was about to happen.
So I decided to invite him back in. Oh, so you like kissed it up, went, come back in, don't leave.
Oh,
can't let you go right now.
Cancel the Uber. Where
yeah,
are you
yeah,
going?
Yeah. Okay, love yeah. that.
Just sleep here instead.
Things got heated. We were kissing. We were kissing, kissing, kissing. And he goes, I have to tell you something.
Oh, here it comes.
I do winter celibacy. I asked him what this is. And he says, he doesn't have sex from November till March.
Wow.
Okay, so yeah, end of March. We predicted April.
Okay.
So November, okay. December, January, February, March. Okay, five months.
Okay.
As this is his way. We knew what we were talking about. This is his way of focusing on bulking at the gym.
Called it. We knew it.
Okay.
Wow.
Gotcha. Okay. So he takes the gym seriously and his goals seriously. I was shocked. And to be fair for me, this does impact the dynamic of things as I do really value intimacy with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And in previous relationships, it played a big part. But I think I would be willing to wait and explore it further with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it's that long. We'll blink and it'll be January at this point.
Yes, yeah.
And then we've just got Feb March.
Yes.
You know,
but it's every single winter.
Unless, yeah, yes. Yeah, so you got to get that last time in, you know, that last week
of October.
That last week of October would be
Halloween
busy.
Weekend, you know, that's yeah. going to be crazy.
Spooky season would be, God, it'd be intense.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
I mean.
But I love that she, you know, we've still got more to read.
I could definitely get on board with something
too,
like that,
because
I think.
I feel like he's serious about exploring you.
Yeah.
You know. You know,
I respect his reasonings.
Me too.
He obviously takes his fitness incredibly seriously.
Shows he's really disciplined.
And that's what I mean.
It's a good characteristic.
That shows that he has the characteristics, yeah, of being very disciplined, focused, like you said he was.
Yeah, on what he wants.
It's good traits. It shows he has good traits.
Yeah, I think so. And he wants to get to know you.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let me figure out where I was.
At least you kind of know that, like, because of the time of year that you've met, he is genuinely really wanting to build a connection with you,
exactly,
emotional.
A genuine emotional. He wants to explore your mind.
Yeah, he's not getting distracted or misled by, intimacy.
Absolutely.
It's purely
So
brain-fueled.
He proceeds to get dressed and leaves. Oh, so he did
buttons
undress.
His shirt back up.
He did undress.
So you got you're a temptress.
So he almost
brought him
broke
out of hibernation.
His own rules. Mm. Yeah, okay. We have since messaged. He was meant to come over but never showed up because he was in the gym for 4 hours. Okay.
Oh, what's this guy's job?
Oh, I've been left undelivered for days.
Oh.
And he seems really off in general.
Oh.
Which I was disappointed about, as I thought
we
got on really
well.
We
just spoke about him so highly.
I thought he was ready to
take it back.
I thought he was ready to explore and build a genuine connection.
So did I.
However, we see each other in the gym every day. Well, yeah, because if he's in there for 4 hours, I'm never going to miss you, am I?
You're there all fucking day.
You're there all fucking day. Work out on machines next to each other, but don't speak at all.
Oh no. Oh. Wait, this wasn't what I thought was happening here.
Shit.
Oh.
Help. What do I do, girls? I really like this guy and was hoping it would go somewhere, but not sure whether to back off, take it as he's not interested, or keep trying. Any help would be much appreciated. Love you, girls. Thank you.
Oh no.
I think he's just freaking out a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Me too.
I think he's thought, shit, I've met this girl with the start of fucking November.
Typical.
In it, he's gone fucking typical, Brian.
Yeah.
He's gone fucking typical. You just celebrate. You know, you got too much. You just had to go meet a nice girl.
Yeah.
Right? Who's into the gym. You know,
you know,
that's important to him.
You're
he
his
loves
dream
the gym.
Girl. Yeah.
And now he's freaking out.
I just think he's like, just freaking out a little bit, and he's kind of going about it in a wrong way.
Do you think maybe if he is very fitness focused, he's thinking, oh, I can't get a girlfriend right now. You know, date nights, restaurants, I can't be eating X, Y, and Z. You know, it's muscle, it's meal prep. It's, you know, this is his like focus season, winter bulking, you know, macros, blah, 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 blah.
It is. And this he's is thinking, his like time to hone it in. Yeah. Focus on myself. Yeah. And just think about me.
Yeah.
And he's met you, he's thought, fuck. Like, not now. Mm. Why couldn't I have met her in fucking April?
Yes.
When I'm ready to bloom and blossom.
Yes.
And be the summer boy I'm ready to be. And turn shagging into the, about and falling in love.
In the butterfly that I am. Yeah.
Right. But, what? Because he...
So he's left you on red.
And then you got to see him every day. Okay, well, fuck him then. Fuck him.
Yeah.
He's been, you know, I do think he's probably thinking like that, but at the end of the day, he's ignoring you. It's rude.
Yes.
You know, I'm right there.
Yeah.
You know, we spent that night together. We've spoken a lot.
We've connected
and you don't have the decency just
to
go,
say hi.
Hey, Helen, how are you? All you got to say is a smile and say, how are you? Like, I understand, you know, people meet and go on dates and might have to run into each other. Like, we can at least...
Say hello,
you know, because... And especially when, you know, we almost were intimate.
Right.
Does that not mean anything? Like, you know, we shared a lot with each other and you're just ignoring me in the gym.
Mm.
Like...
I think I would just keep plodding along with life.
Yes.
Keep yourself busy. Just keep out there. And I wouldn't be surprised if he comes back around, honestly, when the winter celibacy is over. I wouldn't be surprised in spring if you get a little message.
I think blooming season, he will come back around. They always come back, this one. Definitely.
And maybe just bubble in my throat.
rub it. Don't worry, it happens to the best of us.
Is it still there?
Just go.
I would just leave him to it, I think.
Yes.
Because
he's got a you know, a focus season ahead of him.
Yes.
And I know girls was not in that plan.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
He's dedicated, he's got goals, he's got fitness goals, which he takes very seriously because he does winter celibacy.
Yes.
Right? And like we said before, he's met you. It's thrown a spanner in the works because he likes you.
Mm. I don't doubt that he likes you.
You know, I don't. And he's handling it all wrong. When really he should just give you an explanation and Helen, thank you for that great, you know, time the other night. I really like you. Mm. However, it's just bad timing for me right now. As you know, I'm winter celibacy. I've got goals to focus on. I'm really focusing on myself over this hibernation period.
Yeah.
But I'll let you know in April if I'm out and about.
You may get that message in a couple of weeks' time.
True. He might have thought, shit, I should really say something. Like, I'm being rude.
Yeah.
Because surely he knows he's being rude. Mm.
Or maybe like just at the gym, when you see him, like you just sort of be like, hi.
Yeah.
So you're not sat there and all. And then he might be like, oh, okay. She's not angry. You know,
like,
I can say.
Not like looking up and locking eyes that makes it so
like break
tense.
That awkwardness. And then you might just kind of fall into something.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Shall I Google a benefits of winter celibacy
absolutely.
For bulking season?
Absolutely. Like, I think it's a cardio thing.
Of course it is. A cardio thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it is. But can't he just lay there and not exert any energy?
Well, he's obviously...
But it's the heart beating.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the heart
still,
rate. Yeah.
But I genuinely am curious. Benefits of winter celibacy for bulking season. Let's see, you guys. Here we go. Bodybuilding.com. Does Brilliant. Sex affect muscle growth?
Here we go.
Here, does celibacy help muscle growth? In short, no, sex doesn't affect your muscle growth.
Brian.
You've got it wrong. You don't have to be celibate. It says it right here.
Bodybuilding.com.
Here we go. Does celibacy help in the gym? For the most part, research shows little difference in having or abstaining from sex.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Full stop.
Oh.
How does releasing sperm daily affect muscle growth?
There is a common myth that releasing sperm can negatively affect muscle growth.
It's a myth, Brian. It's a myth.
It's just a myth.
Go into the gym. Brian, that thing you said is actually a myth.
Yeah, so this myth.
Send him this article, bodybuilding.com.
I can send you the link. This myth is likely based on the fact that testosterone levels temporarily decreased after ejaculation. However, there is no scientific evidence to support the claim that releasing sperm has a long-time negative impact on muscle growth. But for Brian, obviously, he's done his research. He knows that it's gonna, you know. Oh, what are the benefits of 90-day celibacy? Enhanced physical vitality, mental clarity, and spiritual evolution. He's bettering himself.
It's a step to get started. Thing.
Receive practical guidance on how to embrace celibacy.
I'd like to know how long he's practiced winter celibacy.
Yes, that's a good question.
Is this his first year, fifth year? What benefits does he feel from it?
I feel like he's done it before and it's really worked out for him.
Me too.
And he's, November's rolled around, he thought, this is brilliant.
Here we go.
You know what, it's prime focusing on yourself season. I get it. And then coming alive in the summertime. Come alive at the night time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Please do email us back come spring and let's see if he has
rejuvenated.
Yes, blossomed and reached out again. I'm sure he will have.
Mm-hmm. Baby. Okay. This one's wild.
Wow.
Buckle up. Buckle up, people.
Let's all imagine this is Sophia.
Oh, brilliant.
Okay? Let's imagine this is Sophia's boyfriend. So my boyfriend called me to ask me for permission to sleep with another woman.
Oh, no.
Could you receive such a call, Soph?
I would struggle. Yeah, that would test me for sure.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I have...
I'd say, can I just call you back?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's been a bit. Scream. Bye-bye.
And I just...
Yeah.
Okay, I have a boyfriend dilemma. I want to get your thoughts.
This is crazy. Like, how did we get here?
Because we did have that dilemma that one time where the boyfriend was fantasizing about you sleeping with someone else.
But asking for permission.
But it's giving, like, if this is coming out of nowhere, then that is shocking.
Random.
But if, like, we've been talking about maybe having an open relationship, maybe there's been whispers that, maybe we could do that. Like, is that this situation?
And then he's found someone on a night
and it's
out.
Like, we've not agreed to it yet, but I've met someone and I want to explore it. Do I have your permission? Because that's what, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it that? Or is it, if this is out of the blue, then this is crazy.
Unhinged.
Okay, so my boyfriend of 3 years and we own a house together.
Wow.
BTW.
Roommates.
We have previously talked about having threesomes before and have considered in the past including someone else, either a guy or a girl.
Okay.
Okay, but that's all three of you together, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's been working away 5 days a week. Last Friday, I went to visit him and had a few drinks with him and his colleagues and ended up having a threesome with a female colleague.
A ménage à trois.
Ah, ménage à trois. Okay.
Wow.
Okay, so you guys had a threesome. Love that. But he didn't have sex with her. It was just a bit of fun and I never really thought anything of it.
Right. Okay.
And this is something you guys have wanted
to
do.
You're both comfortable. You're on the same page.
Yeah.
And you just thought it was a bit of
the moment was right.
It was why not? Okay.
Yeah. And you were happy with that outcome,
yes.
Right? However, he went for some drinks with colleagues, including the girl.
Oh, no.
Last night.
God.
Shit.
Tuesday night antics, hey?
Shit. And I woke up to... Obviously, I fell asleep and I woke up to over 10 missed calls from him. I didn't really think anything of it. I just assumed he was drunk calling me.
The panic. If I woke up to 10 missed calls,
but also, But that's him desperately wanting to have sex with her.
Desperate. 10 calls.
10.
So I woke up to over 10 missed calls from him. Obviously, I didn't think anything. I just assumed he was drunk calling and missing me until I got the attached message.
Oh my God.
To say that he was actually calling to ask if he could have sex with the girl. Bear in mind, there are 10 missed calls across WhatsApp, Messenger, phone, over the space of an hour and a half.
He was really trying to reach you.
Shit. He promised nothing happened, but I can't help but feel really betrayed and hurt by it all.
What was the message?
Just saying, can I have sex with her? Was the message?
Did she say it was attached though?
Oh, did she? Until I got the attached message. Shall I go and read that first?
Let's go and read the message.
Oh my God.
Oh my
Sorry,
God.
I literally froze. time was frozen for a second. He said, okay, so it's literally, it was 1:46, missed call. 1:52, missed call. Oh, another. No.
Also, that time, it's like, bars are closing. It's wrapping up.
It's home time.
Unless we're going to a club, like, it's home time
and
now.
And then he messaged at 3 o'clock. Okay, so he was calling at 2. He messaged at 3. Sorry for ringing so much. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Love you. And then you answered in the morning, 8:30 in the morning. It's okay. Hope you had a fad night. Sorry I didn't pick up. You know, I was just flat out asleep.
Cool. Yeah.
And then, so he said then 9:15, I was actually being a bad boyfriend. Basically, Susan wanted to kind of finish what was started. And I was being a knob boyfriend and ringing to see if you would want to watch or something. But I just want to say we didn't do anything, nothing at all. Then I got to bed and felt really guilty and wanted to just get a hold of you and tell you why I was ringing so much. Sorry. Can speak about it later when you're not at work.
Mic drop.
Fucking hell.
So he wanted to finish.
Just buzzing me with that at 9:15 in the morning. I'm on my way out the door. Why are you going to hit me with that?
I'm eating my porridge at my desk.
And yeah. You'll hit me with that message.
I've got a meeting in 15 minutes. And you're going to railroad me with that. Sorry for being a knob of a boyfriend. I was just being a really shit boyfriend last night.
So basically, Susan and I wanted to finish what we started.
I beg your pardon?
And I was ringing to see if you wanted to watch
But it's
or
no
something.
Longer what we started because I'm not there.
Right. It's like, if I was out with you, different story.
Different story.
A different story. We're all there like, oh, that was a fun night the other night.
We could do
us,
that
wasn't
again,
it?
Couldn't we?
What? Yeah, shall we?
Who's like, feeling it?
That's us as a couple.
Yes.
You know, making decisions together.
On the same vibe.
Yeah.
In the same room.
Yeah, kind of, you know, sense checking it
feeling
with each other.
Feeling the chemistry.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, we're sense checking it. We're making sure each other feels comfortable with this. It's like everyone is, we're on the same page. But I was absent.
I was asleep.
Right? And I had work the next day. Right? And
you see, my thing here,
it's the finish what we started.
Line. But also it's the
okay, wait, there is okay, yeah. So then there is just more screenshots
oh,
of call. So he's calling you, yeah, WhatsApp 1:50. Whoa, 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 whoa. And then was calling at 2:20, 2:26, 2:26, another 2:26, 2:27, 20:03, 10:03, 10:03. And then sent the message at 3 a.m. saying, sorry for ringing so much. I'll speak to you tomorrow. I love you. So it was a full hour and a half of him
trying to get a hold of you
so that he could go ahead or not.
Wow. Okay,
that's all the attached. Okay, so let me keep reading then.
Yeah. Just a tiny interjection.
Yeah.
His explanation of the phone calls was, I was calling once because, you know, I wanted to see if you wanted to watch or if you wanted to blah, blah, blah. And then it was,
something.
I was calling to apologize for even having these thoughts. That's what he's explaining.
And
it
saying
as.
I was being a bad boyfriend. So that insinuates that you wanted to get up to something that I wouldn't have approved, right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
But what if he was just calling the whole time because he wanted to sleep with her? And now he's just explaining it after the fact.
Yeah.
Now he's slept on it and come up with the good reasonings. Oh, well, I was actually calling most of the time because I actually wanted to apologize.
For what's happened.
Like, I don't know.
We don't know.
Were,
yeah. Because obviously
what your intentions were with the phone calls, only what you've decided to
tell me.
Yeah, so that's where now panic sets in because I don't obviously you were feeling things and you wanted to get something done. Right?
Yeah.
He promises nothing happened, but I can't help but just feel really betrayed and hurt by it all. I've never considered myself to be particularly jealous, but now I'm worried that I'll struggle to feel the same again, knowing that he was so desperate to have quote unquote guilt-free sex with someone else.
Right.
Yeah. He was really, He is also still going to be working away with this girl for more than 4 weeks.
Oh, God.
It feels like such a grey area where he hasn't cheated. And I'm really pleased that he was open and told me.
Fair.
But
yeah.
Also it's really painful knowing the intention behind all these calls.
Yeah. It's unsettling, isn't it?
Also the thought of them both like sneakily planning to have sex and like flirting and like obviously
built up chemistry.
Yeah, because obviously she's
sexual tension.
Obviously she's being like, you know, can we, you know, and like wanting it. And he's like, let me just double check.
Let me just find out. And you were all intimate before.
So obviously she's attracted to him.
Yeah, but he's attracted to her. Never had sex before. So that's still like, oh, we haven't done that yet. It's that longing.
That like erotic longing.
Tension.
So it's just, you know, all the flirting, you know, the planning to have sex. It's all just really messing with my head. What are your thoughts?
Shit.
Can't wait to see you both next year live for the first time.
Oh, can't wait next year, babe.
See you next year, Susie.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Right. Okay.
I am a little bit speechless.
So am I, because
I don't know.
This is a unique circumstance. The problem here is that, like we sort of said before, us having a threesome as a couple is very, very different to you then going to sleep with the girl on your own.
That we had a threesome with last week.
Now you're just cheating on me. Just because we've all been intimate as a trio. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that, oh, we've already done it before, we can do it again. It's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. It's very, very different. Equally, if you'd chosen to have a threesome and with a guy, I'd like to think that your boyfriend wouldn't be too happy about you two. Well, we've already had sex, the three of us before, so just me and him. What difference does it make? Like, no. Yeah, it's...
And it would mess with my head too.
Me too, because...
Yeah, the intention behind the calls. Okay, so what were you two chatting about?
Yeah, what was
your
line of conversation?
Obviously, you were a bit tipsy. You were chatting about it. You were obviously reminiscing on the night. Fair enough.
But also
the fact that you two thought that you could then do it without me present.
Yeah.
That's alarming. There was a thought that, okay, yes, you were kind of wanting my permission, but we've never spoken about having sex with other people.
That's a whole... that's an open relationship.
Yeah, not inside of a threesome where we're both present or like watching or something, right?
Yeah, yeah. And to be calling you like drunk.
Multiple
times.
Every 10 minutes.
He's desperate to get a hold of you. Like, was he that desperate to sleep with this girl? Like, were you that? Like, I don't know.
And then it's just the cherry on top is that he's working away 5 nights a week.
Right.
And he's got to be around this girl for another month.
Right.
Working with her. When there's clearly like this overwhelming sexual attraction from both of them. And they're both dying for it.
They're dying for it.
Right?
Yeah. It's definitely unsettling.
So
I think what you say to your boyfriend is like, look, I'm really alarmed by these messages. Like, I know we've spoken lots in our relationship about, you know, threesomes and getting someone else involved, but like, this has really thrown me off. Like, this has really put a spanner in the works, because you wanting to sleep with her when I'm not there, that's just cheating on me. That's not, you know, a threesome, whatever. There's two of you there. I'm not one of them. You're just cheating
on me.
And I
didn't think you would want to explore someone else sexually
without me there. Because that's
to experience it too.
That's very different to what we've ever spoken about in the past.
Because,
and I think you just say the things along those lines
the sexual endeavors that we wanted to embark upon was us as a couple. Together as a couple, right?
Yeah.
So the fact that you want to go solo dolo in, it's
completely
it's ringing
alarm
different.
Bells.
It's completely different.
Yeah.
and just say like, I don't even know why you ever thought I would be okay with that. Like, what were you thinking? Like, why were you trying to get hold of me? Like, if I'd have said yes, all right. Would you then have had sex with her? And then what would that have been?
Aren't they working away? Yeah. So how would you have watched on FaceTime?
Maybe? Yeah.
Oh.
But I think that was probably just a bit of bullshit.
Just a cover up.
Yeah. So maybe not, but that's where my mind goes. I don't know.
Well, we're thinking the worst right now, aren't we? Yeah, because we're just... And then, yeah, it's just really shit that now he's spending so much time with her when he's clearly just wants to sleep with her. And it's like, they could do it and we're not going to know. How are we going to know? How would we know?
How would they know?
Oh, they're going to, you know, like how? So now you're in this really shit situation.
But all you can do, look, you can't, your boyfriend works away. We can't change that. He works with this girl. We can't change that. All that's in your control is... You know, you've bought a house with this guy. You obviously love him very much. All that's, and I'd like to think he also values your relationship a lot as well. I think all that you can do, all that you can control is the conversation that you now have to have with your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And you have to, you've got to get into it about what our boundaries are. Let's be very, very, very clear. I'm here for threesomes. I'm not here for us sleeping with other people. That's a whole different...
Yes, so
that's an open relationship.
Maybe he's
very different to what I thought we were.
Maybe he just got the lines a bit confused and a bit blurred. So we need to have a conversation and reset these boundaries.
Yes,
and the boundaries are: yes, we had a threesome with this girl. We had a great time. We were both on the same page. However, my boundaries are that you cannot then go and explore said girl alone.
No.
Okay?
No.
When I am not present,
that's a totally different dynamic.
That's not the agreement I thought we had when we were starting to explore threesomes.
No. And I think you have that conversation.
Reset those boundaries and let's put trust back in him. I don't fucking know. And let's move forward. And if we have another situation again, just be aware. And if we have another situation again where the kind of lines are being blurred and he's kind of, you know, when you don't feel comfortable with something, then
we're looking at something more.
Yeah, because...
We're going our separate ways.
Yeah, because this is not what I agree
to. So we've got
different
ideas about...
Yeah, and I'm not comfortable about this.
Now you've just got a wandering eye and you're cheating on me. This is very... That's changed.
Yeah, and it's no longer fun for the both of us now.
No, this wasn't what we agreed to.
That's what it's meant to be. Like, a threesome, that's fun for both of us at the same time.
And we both want to do it.
Whereas that's just... You just going off and having sex with that girl.
Yeah.
That's not...
Not the same thing at
this
all.
This was couple... exploration.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, lesson for the future: make sure the people you're having threesomes with are not linked to your lives at all. These have got to be strangers.
I know.
Because...
But then we were just being in the spur of the moment and we were just having a fun night. Know, we had a great time.
We've got to learn from every situation. We've got to take the lessons.
I know.
Okay, last one here, switching up the vibes. My boyfriend didn't invite me to his birthday.
I mean, that's just rude.
Invite got lost in the post, I'm imagining. My boyfriend and I, Brian, we've been dating for 7 months, since April, and we are very much in love.
Oh.
I can honestly say I'm completely head over heels, and I'm fairly certain I found the one.
Also, side note, this is... the first birthday you're sharing together also.
So true.
Right? So like this, it should be even more special.
Good observation.
Thank you.
We met because I go to uni in the city he lives in. Mm-hmm. So when I'm home for holidays, we go long distance. Mm-hmm. However, this incident happened 4 months ago and I cannot get over it.
Oh, okay. So you were like 3 months into your relationship.
Need some advice on how to process it all. His birthday is early July. And before we had even started talking, he'd made plans to go with his mates to go to a local carnival they've been to every year.
Okay.
And this year it happened to fall on his birthday.
Okay.
He told me about this very early on, talking about how excited he was, spent the day with the boys at the carnival.
Sounds like fun.
This year, a lot of his friends had been traveling or moved to new cities, so I was very happy for him to have all his mates back in the hometown for his birthday. It was very clear this was a lad's day, and because he'd planned it so far in advance before he'd even met me, I didn't want to interfere.
Fair.
I did once ask if I was included in this birthday plan, and he did make comments about how he didn't think I'd enjoy it, and how he'd spend the whole day worrying about me and my safety.
Okay.
Okay. It was clear from his comments that he didn't want me there, so I tried not to push it any further.
Yeah.
Closer to the time, I was invited to his family birthday barbecue the following day.
Yeah.
It was a big lunch with his parents, grandparents, some cousins.
Oh, that's nice.
I was really happy to have been included in this, especially because we'd only been seeing each other for 3 months at this point.
Yeah.
It felt really nice that he was comfortable having me around his family.
That is really nice.
Because his birthday fell in the summer holidays, I was back home 100 miles away, and so had agreed to travel to his on the Sunday morning. Because I wasn't therefore doing anything on his actual birthday, I agreed to take up a shift that day as a colleague of mine needed cover.
Yeah.
So his birthday rolls around. I'm of course sad not to be spending the day with him, but you know, I'm at work, whatever.
And also he's having fun with his friends.
Yeah, he's got his lads planned.
You're seeing him tomorrow.
Yeah, but you know, it was the first birthday we've experienced together, so I wanted to be there to celebrate with him.
Of course.
But I just reminded myself that I'm seeing him the day after with his family and he's going to have a day out with the boys.
Yeah.
On my lunch break, I managed to speak to him on the phone briefly.
Okay.
And he said he'd been out for breakfast with his two best mates.
Lovely.
However, he then added that one of his mate's girlfriends had come too because she was visiting this weekend.
Okay.
Naturally, I was upset to hear that someone else's girlfriend got to be a part of the celebrations and yeah. I didn't, but I gave him the benefit of the doubt.
When you are the girlfriend
of
the birthday boy, right?
The afternoon rolls around and they're at someone else's house for pre's before the carnival.
Yeah.
I can't go on my phone at work and Brian's phone never has signal in crowded places, yeah. So I'd accepted I was probably not going to hear from him for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Came out of work, checked my phone to see a video sent by one of his best friends.
Okay.
The video was of Brian getting a birthday cake and everyone singing to him. I thought it was really nice of his mates to think to send that to me
that
as I wasn't there to experience the moment.
Yeah, that is quite sweet.
However, as the video went on, the wind blows one of the candles out and who reaches over to relight it?
Who?
A girl who I've never seen before. The video pans around and shows a garden with about 25 people in it, of whom are girls.
Wait, we're not at the carnival yet. We're at someone's house.
This is pre's. Again, I've never seen any of these girls before. This was a full-on birthday party. We're having cake. We've got candles.
That is...
The garden's full of people.
Girls and guys.
Yeah, not just a day out with the lads. And I was 100 miles away and hadn't been invited. Even though I'm coming up the day after anyway. So like I'm coming down. Like yeah, I could have been there. I'm only working because you said I could.
But you said I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah. You didn't want me there.
And that's just bullshit. Yeah. So you just didn't want me there.
She's put, I was mortified. How embarrassing not to be invited to your own boyfriend's birthday. And the excuse was it's a lad's day, but there's 10 clearly girls not. There. Brian claims he had no idea they were coming and he did apologize when I called him out the next day. He claimed the real birthday was the family celebration and that was more important. However, he was, of course, too hungover to participate in the family meal and ended up crashing out on the sofa while I spoke to his grandparents all afternoon. Oh, that's just shit.
I'm sorry.
He knew
all those girls were going to be there.
It's now been four. Well, yeah, because it's like, well, who organized the cake? Who got the candles?
He knew they were all going to be
there. This is obviously going to be a party.
Yeah. Oh, I'm breaking. He knew.
And also, like, it's hard to get people together in the hometown. So that's got to be planned.
It is.
You don't just get 25 people showing up in your garden on a random Sunday because of chance.
And you're not, it wasn't a surprise that all the girls showed up.
Mm.
No way.
Because these girls all knew they were coming.
Because
they've all got their outfits planned.
Yes,
they've met there at a certain time. It's not spontaneous.
I don't believe that.
It's not like we're at a bar and the girl and they've just walked in. It's like, oh my God, you're here.
Right. We've met
at someone's home.
Fair enough if we ran into them at the carnival.
Fair enough.
That's different, I guess, because we're bumping into, oh my God, unexpected chances.
Yeah.
But this pre at this house.
Yeah.
That's planned.
It's now been 4 months since this happened, but I still can't get over the embarrassment that I felt from that day.
Mm.
What must his friends have thought, especially given most of them hadn't even met me?
Yes.
Brian has apologized for this day several times, but every time I think about it, I get slightly riled up.
Oof, yeah.
This is my Roman Empire in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Any time that I would start to feel, yeah, any type of way, I would think back to, why the fuck, why didn't I get that fucking invite?
Yeah. Now, every time we have a small argument over anything, I find myself bringing this up. How do I get over the resentment and move on? Mm-hmm. Am I overreacting and about this situation entirely? Mm-hmm. For reference, I'm 20 and Brian is 23. Okay. I totally sympathize with your feelings. I'd be so embarrassed. I'd be like, what the fuck is this? I'd feel betrayed. I would feel left out the loop. I would feel like, are you embarrassed of me? Do you not want me to meet your friends? Do you not want me around these
people? Especially because we've just fallen in love. This is fresh.
This is new. Also, this is the perfect opportunity for me to meet all these people.
It really is. That was the perfect opportunity.
That was perfect.
It's just a bit of fun. It's your birthday.
Yeah.
Meet the friends. We're all celebrating you and we all love you. As the new girlfriend, I also want to meet the other girlfriends.
Yeah.
Really meet the friend group. Mm.
Yeah.
What a lovely celebration to be had today. Yeah.
So I wouldn't question your emotions because I would feel exactly the
same. I would be devastated. And it's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Because it's like, oh, don't you have a new girlfriend? Where is she? And then what? I imagine he's giving some bullshit excuse saying, oh, she's working or, and when really, no, I didn't get the invite.
Yeah.
And then if I'm ever to hang out with your friends and their girlfriends and they ask, oh, it was a shame you never made it to Brian's birthday.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You know, you would have really loved it. We had so much fun. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
I did. And then what I might say, oh, I didn't get the invite. How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
And then, you're saying the real celebration was the family. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
That's just something your mum and dad wants to do.
Yeah.
Right? You wanted to go and party with your mates.
Yeah.
Without me present. That's the fact.
And more importantly, at this family thing, you were passed out on the sofa.
Yes.
I was talking to grandma and granddad all night.
So, yes.
Because you were too hungover.
Yeah.
And from your party yesterday.
Yeah, where you had the most fun without me. Mm. It's fucking shit.
It's shit.
So
whether he knew those girls were coming and whatever and all of this, we'll never really know.
We'll never know.
But I would say, of course he fucking did.
Same.
But, maybe he was being genuine. He could have not known that 10 girls were showing up to his house and this wasn't just a lad's thing and it was a whole birthday party. Maybe he didn't know. But I find that very, very, very hard
to
believe.
Me too.
I find that so hard to believe.
Me too. Fair enough, one or two females. 10.
10.
Girls.
10 girls aren't just showing up out of nowhere. This is planned.
He knew. Yeah. And then, the easiest excuse is, I had no idea.
I didn't know.
Oh God, I had no idea.
I had no clue.
Classic. I'd say the same if I had a birthday party and 10 boys showed up.
Yeah.
I had no idea these men were showing up today.
I don't even know who they are. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you guys have been going out for a further 4 months, so it's been 7 months now.
Yeah, time has passed.
Time has passed. But it keeps coming up. Right? Has he
She can't let it go.
The question is
I don't blame you.
Has he reoffended in a similar way? Have you spent time with these friends yet? Have you met the girlfriend since? Has he invited you to functions where all the friends are at? Because if he's still trying to keep you guys separate
and
he doesn't want to bring you around the friends, then I'd be concerned because he's got this intention from the start not to bring you around his friends keeping you separate. So if he's continued to do that, okay, there's something going on here.
Yeah.
But if since then you've had really fun times with the friends, met the girlfriends, had, been on nights out, you've got kind of your own rapport with the mates now, you feel comfortable.
Got a couple people's numbers, you're in a group chat.
Yeah, if we're at that stage, then okay, we're kind of past that.
Let's move on.
Obviously, you'll be invited to the next birthday.
Yeah.
You've got relationships.
It was a miscommunication.
Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
It was early on in the relationship. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Let it slide at it. But
if now, 7 months in, you still haven't met these people.
You're still separate. I'd think, okay, so this is an issue now. Mm. because you've
well,
not...
Well, that's just like, well, something's
well,
going on
Well, now I
then.
Know that the intent was there
yes.
at your birthday to not bring me around because that you know, your intention was never to introduce me to your friends
yeah.
and their girlfriends.
Which is a red flag.
Which is a red flag. So only you can answer that. We don't know the answer to that.
But that's the question you need to ask yourself.
That is it, yeah.
That's the be all, that's the tell all question, isn't it?
It is, because, yeah, because then that, because why are you trying to keep me separate from your friends? And that's giving secrecy. You don't want to show me off. Why can't I meet your friends? I want to be a part of your life. I want to get to know you fully. And, you know, and meeting someone's friends is a part of that.
It's a huge part
You know, they're
of that.
An extension of their yeah. family. Like, this is your friendship group, you know?
And also, it's like a...
It's
I don't
important.
Know if respect's the right word, but it's like, you know, I take this girl really seriously.
Yes.
And I'm introducing her to my friends. Like, it's a little, like, it's a moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
For you guys, a couple, it's like, oh, I'm meeting the friends.
And it's like, you know.
We're yeah, you know, progressing.
Because, you know, when someone loves their friends so much.
Yeah.
You know, and they get a new girlfriend.
It's exciting.
You know, it's exciting. You want to meet them. Like, surely they want to meet you. They, yeah. You know, you want to meet
Everyone's
them.
Everyone's going to get along because we're all, you know, we all like
yeah,
the same
like,
person.
Yeah, like, there's going to be no problem here. Like, you're yeah. just going to slot right in because we're all just going to have such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's not there thinking, oh, yeah, Susie, we're going to have a great, you know, you're
then
slot
there's
right
an
back.
Issue.
Then there's an issue.
I agree.
Because it's just giving weird.
It's giving red flags.
And listen, I do appreciate that you were invited to the family function, but
yes.
But leaving that out for a moment.
Yeah.
That's not the point here.
The point
the
is
point
the friend
is that
issue.
It's important to be integrated into your
partner's friendship group.
Friendship groups. And yes, we don't have to hang out with them every single time. I want you to still have your friendships with them. But on your fucking birthday, on a special occasion.
I should always be invited.
I should always be invited.
And it's up to me whether I want to go or not.
Yeah, whether it's my, you know, whether I want to go to a rave or not,
mm-hmm.
That should
I want
always
the invite.
Right. Shit.
Gosh.
Right.
Well,
let's quote it out.
Let's wrap it up with a quote, people.
Let's quote it out.
Whilst we're finding a quote, don't forget that we have bonus episodes every single Monday on Patreon. So if you want two episodes of the podcast a week, you can get it on patreon.com.
We'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. And let's find us a quote.
Right. Let's find. What should I type in here?
I'm going to type
What's inspiring us today?
Red flag.
Okay.
Quote. This is quite a good quote. This kind of goes for everyone, actually.
It does.
Maybe the threesome guy, the birthday guy.
Okay, yeah.
We've got, never control him. Let him do what he wants so you can see what he'd rather do.
Yes.
His actions will show you how much he respects you.
It's true. It's like if you're ever like worried someone's going to cheat on you.
Mm, we say it all the time.
It's like if someone's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. No matter what you say or do or act or, you know, no matter who you are.
Mm. Literally.
If someone's going to cheat, they're just going to do it regardless. There's nothing you can do. So it's just about... It's trusting that, you know, you'll find out and then you can act accordingly.
Okay, well.
Thank you for that.
Thank you so much for listening. Happy Wednesday. If you're listening on Patreon, we'll see you on Monday. If not, same
we'll
time
see you
next,
next
week.
Wednesday.
For December episodes.
Yes. We've got some fun things planned for December.
We have. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and you can follow us.
You can follow us on Instagram at The Girls Bathroom, on TikTok at The Girls Bathroom.
Enjoy,
love ya.
Happy Wednesday.
Merry
Have
Christmas.
A nice week. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card.
This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.